Welcome back to Equal Time Soccer. I'm Mark Pavratsky, and we are getting into the Summer League vibes. We want to do a kickoff here for Mankato United of the WPSL. And to start off, we have three of the players. They're all returning, coming from different backgrounds in college, and they're excited to talk to us about their Summer League plans for Mankato United. We have Ava Stanchina, who's in her second year at NDSU by way of Northfield and Owatonna. We have Ashley, apologies for my notes here. we have Julia Fisher, and we have Ashley Casper. Apologies for the layout there. Welcome, and thank you for joining to talk about Mankato United. All right, so first I want to talk to Julie. I know you're one of the players who played at Mankato United in advance of your college experience. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, that must have been something unique. I wonder what you're able to take from that into starting out into your college game.
Yeah, it was really helpful for me to play with the WPSL team last summer before I went to MSU. I got to like meet a few of the players and play with them in the summer. So it was really helpful from making that jump to the college game right away, because it was a shock still after WPSL, but I think it would have been more of a shock to my system if I hadn't had played WPSL.
Yeah, well, and Ava, you had the same experience of in advance of starting at NDSU, right? So what was that experience like for you? Was there a jump, and what kind of do you think helped you in your game?
Yeah, I agree with what Julia said. I mean, it was still obviously a pretty big jump, even from getting to play WPSL, but it definitely helped kind of lean your way into it.
What did you take from it? What did it help with?
Just even the speed of game, like coming from, I just had gotten off a high school season for my senior year, and obviously that's not even near the college speed. And then so WPSL kind of just helped the speed of play, and like even bringing up like technical work and stuff like that.
Well, and so Ashley, for you, you've come by way of Bethany Lutheran, but you're from California, right? So just how did you end up in Minnesota? And then, I mean, it would make sense to me, you were close by for them to poach you for this team, but how did you get here in the first place?
I was recruited by a bunch of Midwest schools for whatever reason.
Okay.
So I kind of just came, visited, I think my top five, and just really, really liked Mankato in general. And then I found out about Mankato United just through Bethany, because our old coach could kind of like let me know about it. And yeah, I had the best time. So coming back.
Yeah. What was the difference for you? I mean, so you're playing on the same home field. That's the one thing, which it's a great little stadium. But it is, I'm someone who went to college at a UMAC school. I went to Morris, so I'm familiar. Someone from Bethany Lutheran a very long time ago beat me 6-0 in my first ever college tennis match. So I'll never forget that, Bethany Lutheran. But what was the difference for you playing in WPSL? Because you do get some teams with a lot of talent, like a lot of top D1 talent.
Yeah, I mean, just overall, like, the first thing that I kind of noticed was that the game was just a lot faster, and I noticed, like, you know, practices were very, very high pace, and so I kind of had to adjust with that. But I would definitely say, like, opposition-wise, there were some just fantastic people where I was like, all right, got to hand it to you, like, you're so good, but it definitely, I could feel, you know, made me quicker, faster, stronger, so I was very grateful for, you know, all of the talented people on my team and others.
Julie, you're one of the, I don't know if you'd call it like a triple or quadruple Mankato player, being like a Mankato high school player, Minnesota's MSU, being on Mankato United. And I guess if you count the WPSL as a separate thing, it's all Mankato. There is a core of the team that has that experience. And then of course you have a lot of different players, but I do wonder, just for you, like, what does it mean to have a local team that can be such a strong opportunity for, you know, players who are in Mankato? You don't have to drive up to a suburb to play.
Yeah, it like honestly means everything to me, just because growing up, when I was in like high school and middle school, I would always watch our WPSL team and just be able to learn from them. So to be able to play on the team and, you know, drive like 20 minutes from my house compared to like an hour and a half to the cities is just awesome. And I get to reunite with like a lot of my old club teammates from growing up, and just a lot of people from Mankato, and like obviously MSU too. So it's really just awesome. And I love when younger teams come and watch us and stuff. It's just really fun.
Yeah, I could see that in the games I've gone to there too. One thing specifically, I mean, a bright spot this year has been Jenny Vetter, one of your former players for Mankato United, and of course MSU, thriving as a pro in Portugal. So I just want, I mean, it for any player seeing that, it must be exciting. But yeah, what does that mean for you seeing a path, you know, that you players can take? Julia, for you first.
Yeah, it's crazy to see Jenny. I actually played with Jenny my 7th grade year in high school. And so I've learned a lot from her throughout the years. Like I played on the same team as her since then. So it was just awesome. It's awesome to see her excel and like score so many goals. And it's really cool just knowing like if players on my team or even myself want to try to play after college, it's definitely an option, which wasn't always the case like from Mankato. So awesome that she's setting that path for all of us to watch. And she's just incredible and such a great leader. So I look up to her a lot.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about her later with the front office folks. But yeah, she's scoring a lot of goals in Portugal, so we want to highlight that. Ava, moving to you, you were someone a high performer at Owatonna, right? You were all state, and you were planning your year of like going into NDSU, and so you made your choice to join this squad because I don't think you hadn't played for Mankato United before, right? So talk about what, you know, this opportunity was for you and what went into that decision.
Yeah, so I originally had been playing for MTA up in the cities when I lived in Northfield, and then that just became too far once I moved down to Owatonna, and the opportunity kind of came through one of my teachers at Owatonna, and he had heard great things about Mankato United, and he was sending one of my younger teammates to the camp for, I think, their U18 or U19 team or something like that. And so I was like, well, I'll get in contact with Rustin, and he kind of was open it, like he was very open about it, and he was like, yeah, like we'd love to have you and stuff like that. So it was really nice, and everyone was super welcoming and stuff like that. So
Do you want to shout out that teacher? Do you want to give him some name cred?
it was Mr. Coors.
There you go. There you go, Mr. Coors. Good work. We always like to give the shout out. There's a player for Aurora who ended up on it because like a friend texted them, and then I was like, well, I might as well shout him out if you get a player out of it. I wonder for you also with NDSU, I wanted to ask a specific question because we do watch the Summit League a decent amount at equal times. There's a lot of Minnesotans, and it was, I mean, a promising year. You're scrapping for a playoff spot and you didn't make it, which is a bummer because I think, you know, I'm sure that was the goal in the Summit League playoffs, but you did end the season on a high note. You had to beat Denver. I didn't realize this. They had not lost a regular season game in a very long time. I'm wondering if you have any concept of how long it's been, what year they last lost a regular season Summit game. I was shocked.
We were told it was 56 games.
Yeah, it was 2016.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were told that going into the game, and I think it kind of fired us up even more. We were like, we need that playoff spot, and like that would be awesome to just end that streak, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. And also, I mean, no, if we got a couple Minnesotans on Denver as well, no offense, but I mean, what a good underdog. And you know, those streaks are made to be broken, so that's fun. That's fun to see. This kind of leads into that, so I might know Ava's answer. We'll start with you, Ava, because it might be simple, but what's and it could be, you know, a team from your college time. It could be you could list teams from any of your stages of your playing career, but what's the team you most want to beat?
Probably the U of M just because
Oh,
I'm from Minnesota, but
okay,
otherwise
cool.
SDSU just because of the rivalry there.
Yeah, sure. All right, watch out, U of M. Ashley, how about you? I'm familiar with your territory, but I'm wondering who do you it could be from youth times too, but or all of them, but who do you most want to beat? And it could be also, I mean, I'm guessing you want to beat Salvo and Thunder and all the teams like that.
Yeah, I think like a personal one would probably be Northwestern for, you know, our UMAC stuff, just because they've been a really tough competitor the past 2.5 years or whatever, however long I've been here. But I would say them. It's always been tough, but it's always been, you know, a good game, so.
Northwestern in Roseville, that's where Salvo plays their games for folks in the Twin Cities who are looking to catch a game. Julia, how about you? Who do you most want to beat? What team do you most want to beat?
I would say I have two, either Grand Valley State or Bemidji, probably.
Yeah. Well, Bemidji Mankato, we spend a lot of time on MSU and Bemidji State at equal time. And yeah, Grand Valley State. You guys got that win this year, didn't you?
We lost on like a PK, but they won last year. Last year, before I was here. So.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track. Mm-hmm. How for each of you, I'm curious. I mean, you spend so much time training. You're playing in the summer as well. So soccer is like a huge part of your personal life. I'm wondering how much you consume the game, or like, how do you, like, I like to follow accounts on social media and read stuff, and I work at a soccer bar. So, I mean, I end up watching it working, but I'm wondering how much time you have or energy to watch the game. Start, Ashley, you could start off.
Watching it. I mean,
or just how do you consume soccer other than when you're playing?
I mean, recently, like, I've followed some, stuff on Instagram or whatever, but I've started watching the Loons. I actually just the other night went to one of their games against LAFC. And so I'm starting to watch them a little bit more, but that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah. How about you, Julia? How do you consume soccer?
I'm a pretty big follower of the U.S. national team, so I always try to watch their games. And then this year, I really want to watch more NWSL soccer, because last summer and last season, I didn't really watch as much as I would have liked.
Yeah.
But day to day, I like follow it on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'll listen to some podcasts and stuff. So.
Yeah. NWSL is definitely a bit easier this year, although they have many different places, but they're on a lot. And we already had people in the bar coming to watch them for sure. Ava, how about you? How do you consume the game?
I'm mainly just on Instagram or Twitter, and then I also follow the U.S. national team quite a bit and watch the
Do you have a favorite team, Ava? The national team?
I don't know.
Or a favorite player?
Always Alex Morgan.
Always Alex Morgan. All right, cool. Ashley, how about you? Do you have a favorite team or player?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Alex Morgan's definitely up there. I was definitely like someone who read her book and all of that when I was younger. Sophia Smith is up there. I mean, a lot of those new people, like, I watched their documentary. Like, I wouldn't even say I have a favorite.
Netflix doc, you mean? Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. It was that you got to see a lot out of them. I thought I got a lot out of watching that, especially it's stressful sometimes to watch as a fan, but it's interesting to see what they're doing on the other side of it. Julia, how about you?
Growing up, my favorite players were always Carly Lloyd and Julie Ertz.
Yeah.
But now I really like Corbin Albert and trying to find like a new favorite player. So.
They're on the way out. They're just being broadcast, about to at least halfway. For each of you, so I'll start with you, Julie. What's your favorite sport aside from soccer? Or maybe like, what would you be playing in college if it wasn't soccer?
Probably track and field. Yeah.
What were your events?
The 100 hurdles and the 300 hurdles.
All right. It sounds like so much work doing the hurdles right now. Ashley, I'm assuming you ran it in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, how about you if you were playing something else?
I would definitely be softball. Okay. I stopped playing that senior year of high school, but I just love that sport.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you play?
I was a pitcher, and I also played shortstop, outfield, but definitely shortstop was the favorite. A lot of action.
Okay, right on. I'm scared of the ball. I couldn't play. Shortstop sounds scary, Ashley.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, it seems like you were good at it. So, yeah. Ava, how about you?
For sure, hockey. It was a tear between both sports when I had to choose for college.
Uh-huh. What age were you doing that? Like, thinking about that, like, freshman year and stuff like that?
It went all the way up to my junior year of high school. It was when I had to decide either to play a year of year-long soccer or continue to pursue hockey.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough. Well, yeah. Do you play hockey for fun on the side? I don't know. Like, coach is not listening that she's playing hockey, but.
No, I went to the outdoor rink quite a bit this winter, but wasn't able to go to or anything like that.
Tough year for ice skating anyways, even if you wanted to. Yeah, absolutely. For each of you, we'll start back with Ava. What's your favorite soccer memory? Like, whether it's a team thing or you, it could be, could be either. It could be multiple.
Probably my senior year of high school was my first year at Owatonna. So when we beat Northfield, it was pretty cool.
cool. Yeah, I bet that's a local rivalry, huh? Ashley, how about you?
I wouldn't be able to like pinpoint a favorite one. This past season, I felt as though, you know, our team, you know, vibe just really meshed well. And so our bus rides home were fantastic. And like, you know, I can't really put like my finger on which one's my favorite. It was just like this season as like a whole was probably like my favorite.
Yeah. Well, you guys won a lot, right?
Yeah.
It helps. It helps. I love it. Well, how about you, Julia? Do you have a favorite soccer memory?
Yeah, mine was definitely my senior season as well. Like Ava, my team went undefeated and I just got to do it with my best friends and we won a bunch of championships and it was super fun.
Mankato East?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When I rewatched, when I talked to Jenny Vetter and I said Mankato West, I'm like, how offensive, what a terrible mistake. Yeah, no, go Mankato East. But I know you have a bunch of, it must be fun a little bit. You have tons of Mankato West players though on the team too, right? Where it's like split. So you guys kind of enjoy that.
Yeah. We kind of always will just banter about it.
Who won last year? Yeah. How many times we win in high school? Yeah. Very petty. I love it. One of the things your team does well, which is really nice for us, who want to share things to help, you know, people get to know players, because I think, and it's what the best way for people to want to follow the game. Mankato does like share things on social media. You put out some funny content. You guys, last year, all of you answered. Well, I only have answers for your coach, for Ava, and for Ashley, saying what their favorite snack is. There was amusing enough that I wanted to ask if you remembered it, but what do you think your coach David said his favorite snack is? You guys can eat, you can guess whenever if you know. I'll give you this hint. It might be like a joke you'd have about a coach from Germany. I don't even know, but it like if you remember, it was walnut ice cream. So just. This is your young coach from Jays wants them all. I get it. It's good. Do you guys know what Ava said her favorite snack is? She said during soccer season, she specified.
I don't think I remember.
I don't know either.
I guess I get why maybe it's soccer season, but it was pickles. Ava, is there, what's the reason behind it being soccer specific?
I have to eat them all, like at least two or three pickles before every game and drink the juice and then I won't cramp.
Okay. See, that's I assumed it was maybe so. Drink the how much pickle you drink the pickle juice? What do you mean?
Much. Couple gulps for sure.
Couple gulps. Okay. All right. I think about bananas before pickle. Got to get back on the pickle train. Good to know. What do you guys think Ashley said her favorite snack is? I don't know if it would help with cramps as much. It sounds they're really good. It's jelly beans. So, but I don't know. I'm not a trainer. Yeah, we don't
just
know.
Bought a new bag yesterday, so
staying on the train. Awesome. And I just wanted to ask before we're gonna break and talk to some folks in the front office, but I just wanted to ask more specifically, and just a chance for each of you to speak to it. And I'll start with you, Ava, just in terms of playing for, you know, Mankato United this summer. What are your goals for the team? What are your goals for you? And what do you hope to get out of this summer?
The team just, I feel like we're all pretty decently close and just keep getting closer. And then, I don't know, win, I guess. Yeah. And then personal, just find the back of the net, I guess.
That sounds good too. Ashley, how about you?
I would say, I mean, I just echo what Ava said. I'd like for us to get even closer than we were. I mean, it was super fun last summer, but let's just do it again. And I think the record is also something that we could probably improve on and just get a few wins. And personally, just do whatever I can do best in whatever position I'm in.
Julia, how about you? What are your goals for the squad and for yourself for this summer?
Yeah, I agree with what both Ava and Ashley said, but I think also like improving on our record and improving on our team chemistry. I know there's a lot more MSU girls that are going to be playing on our team this year. So hopefully adding the new girls in with like what we had last year will just help us win a lot more games. And yeah, and then personally, just get more confident on the ball and really just have some fun and try to grow as a player too.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for joining. We're really excited to cover. I'm going to do my best. I'll make it to a Mankato United game, whether home or away this summer. So look forward to watching you all. And thank you for joining.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to do a quick ad read before we switch to folks from off the field, so to speak. I want to give a shout out to Pence Homes. I live in a Pence home and have many friends who do. Nate Pence has been a great supporter of the local soccer community, including as an owner of Minnesota Aurora FC. Nate and Lydia are fantastic realtors who can help with buying, selling, remodels, everything else. And they are also brought to you, I want to say, by Modest Brewing. I wore Modest Brewing as I bartended at the Black Heart all weekend. I got compliments on my Hawaiian shirt that has the Grim Reaper on it. I got compliments on my Protect Trans Kids t-shirt. So people were loving the Modest support of Equal Time, and we appreciate them. Now I'd like to welcome two other guests here to the show. And we have General Manager Rustin. This is not professional. I didn't ask. It's Ludke.
Oh, wow. Right on. Good job.
That was a shot in the dark. Rustin Ludke. My time in Minnesota maybe has helped. And we're also talking to head coach David. Is it Janssen?
Yeah, Janssen.
Two shots in the dark of not preparing, but asking nonetheless. Thank you guys for joining. We appreciate being able to hype up the club a little bit. Rustin, I wanted to ask you, I mentioned Jenny Vetter with the players. You're someone who's been involved with the club for a long time. And I did wanted to ask you just what it's been like to watch Jenny Vetter thriving in Portugal right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. She's doing so well. I think last I looked, she was the second leading scorer in the league. And they're doing a nice job of just providing some highlights and content, even if you can't watch the match. I know her family has gone over and had the opportunity to see her live and watch some soccer live over there. So it is honestly really fun. You know, we had Maggie and Annie Williams, to go play pro,
right,
that had played in our program, but it is really, really fun and enjoyable for the Mankato kid to be able to go over there and play and do the things that she's doing. She's just phenomenal.
It's a really cool story. And I think, you know, hopefully I think we'll be able to connect with Jenny. We're trying to let her focus on her game, but in the summer, I think hopefully we could reconnect, because for people who don't know, Racing Power is a fairly new team in Portugal. They're founded very recently. They've been promoted up to the top league, and they are in fourth, just behind the big three of Portugal, Benfica, Sporting, and Braga. And they've beaten both Sporting and Braga this year. So those are the teams with a lot more money than them. So it's a cool thing. And the reason I bring it up, I mean, one thing for you, David, I mean, Vetter is an example of a core piece of the squad, which is you have these hyper Mankato players who played locally at high school. They play maybe at MSU, or they play for the club and now, or they played another college and still play for the WPSL club. Just talk about maybe that core and how that mixes in with the broad mix of talent you have this year.
I think Julia mentioned it a little bit earlier, like we're going to return almost everybody from MSU, which is great, but also we add, I think, 15 players. Wow. So that gives more options to build, like, you know, a strong core. I mean, the girls should probably know each other. They're playing a spring season currently, which kicked off yesterday. So I'm hoping that we can develop them, make them like the team connection even tighter, and then bring in special people like Ashley, Ava, Sam from Augsburg. I think, adding just like a little unique talent can make the environment so much more competitive and so great. And I think everybody can learn from each other, because I think, Mankato gives one perspective. But if you bring in D1 perspective or like D3 perspective, you can learn and grow a lot. And I think the team chemistry should be even better than last year. And I think Russ and me, we're still looking maybe to add another Jenny. But like you said, it's pretty weird to add such an incredible human being, but also such an incredible soccer player. But we're still working on those.
Yeah, sure. Well, go ahead and find one. That reminds me, I talked to a player who plays at Concordia St. Paul, and said her dad was like, you know, you should try and play on Angel City. And she was like, well, yeah, why wouldn't we try? I did want to ask you, you joined Mankato United last year, David, and your main gig, I mean, being a coach in the game, very few people get to have one really special job that they do the whole time. They have to do bits and pieces. So you have a main gig working at Gustavus, right, as an assistant. Talk about your role there, because I know part of it is you're an assistant and then you coach, what, like the JV or the club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for Gustavus, I'm an assistant coach, I guess a stipend coach. But it's like a kind of a full-time job. I mean,
yeah,
we're trying to be a top 15 team for D3. So yeah, my days consist, if I'm not in school, my day consists of being in the office at 8, watching film, talking to players. But yeah, I'm kind of doing everything. So I'm the head coach of the JV team,
yeah,
which was new since I came 2 years ago, like joined the coaching staff. We created like a whole schedule for them because we had like a lot of people and we wanted to give them competitive environment. So yeah, being the head coach really showed me how to schedule games and, you know, do all those things. And then, yeah, I'm buzzing around the first team. I'm doing some mental skill training, do some culture and leadership conversations. Try to take off as many tasks from Tudor so he can focus on the first 20 guys. And I'm trying to help him out as much as possible. So it's great. It's a lot of fun.
It's a cool thing that the players get to play because it's, you know, it, Division III, they're doing it for the love of the game and for the kind of whole college experience. So it's like, if you have people who want to be a part of your team, yeah, it's nice to get them, you know, the reward of playing, and it can, you know, develops you, it develops the players. I wonder, you said still in school. So what's that like for you? What's your school load? What are you into right now?
I'm in the sports psychology program from MSU.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a pretty interesting. I think the first year I was really invested in school and maybe did only like 50% of coaching, but I'm slowing a little bit down in school. We have only Tuesday, Thursday class. So if I'm not in class, I'm just trying to get my homework done as quick as possible, probably not as efficient. But yeah, I think my main point is switch towards coaching. So I really want to put a lot of time into that, be mindful. Thanks to Russ and I had the chance to coach Mankato United. And I think last year was a little bit last minute. It was like adding me to the coaching staff because of those like changes in the staff position.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year especially, I think Russ and me were really close together in getting our dream roster and people who we want to have around and who we want to build and develop. So I think if I'm not coaching Gustavus or coach or not be in school, I'm helping to improve our WPSL squad, talk to Brian Ball a lot, and talk to our players like Ava, Ashley, and all the like older guys from MSU a bunch, probably on a weekly basis to see how they're doing. So that's my current life. A lot of coaching and it's lovely. I really appreciate it.
Well, David, it's practical application for your studies. You're putting your studies to work in application, so that it's a positive way to do it. I did want to ask you. So, I mean, obviously, if you're doing sports psychology, that leads to, you know, a useful future in the game and what you're doing already as a coach. I wondered for you personally, had you coached women before? Had you coached women before last summer?
No, I coached like some camps, some summer camps.
Yeah.
Like U14,
uh-huh.
Like super young girls, but I did not. And it was definitely an experience, a humble experience in the beginning, I think.
Uh-huh.
A lot of growth moments for me as a coach personally as well.
Okay.
Because I think there's a little difference between coaching guys and girls. But I really love coaching girls now. And I think I can see myself continue doing those things because I think, like you said, the application of my school and like the way the like girls watching soccer, the like narrative is, I think, more aligned with me than coaching boys. So, I'm just really happy that I had the chance to do those things. Thanks to Rust and then to Tudor.
Yeah.
It's great. Like coaching girls is definitely something really cool. And I think a lot of people are maybe afraid of it, but yeah, I learned a lot and can highly recommend everybody who's trying it should try it out.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that is really a stress on a club like this is it's a short summer season. Some players just choose to not play, and maybe it's because the opportunities aren't good enough, but also I think some of them want a break. But it's very competitive just to get players because they have a lot of options. There are so many teams. This conference is twice as big as it was a few years ago. There's the UPSL, there's, you know, all these teams. So I wonder for you, Rustin, having been a part of the club a long time and especially in your role, could you talk about like just partnerships of and how you value add, you know, for your players, of whether it be facilities or, you know, the support you give to them? Because I'm sure it gets harder and harder to up what you're doing to keep getting good players.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point. Like, one of our goals every year is to just take it up a notch every year. You know, sometimes that's doing something different on the pitch or doing something different on the field. Other times that just might be adding some different content or streaming or whatever that is. So every year we try to add as opposed to, you know, just kind of rest on our laurels a little bit. So,
right.
But to address your point on the recruiting side, yeah, it's and year over year, I can tell you that it's just dramatically different because it depends on class sizes, internships, jobs, vacations. I mean, there's just so many nuances to what's going to go on during that 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so you have to put a pretty decent sized roster together to be able to train and then to have enough people to be available for game days. And you know, sometimes when I recruit and I tell people that we recruit, you know, 30 plus players, the first reaction is how many, but you almost have to do that to guarantee yourself, you know, 20 plus players at practice and 20 plus players available for game days and to be able to create that competitive environment. So, we've been blessed and fortunate. We've got great relationships here out in South Central Minnesota with the coaches, both at D2 and D3 levels. Mm-hmm. We started in 2019, so we got good word of mouth, I think, as well as players are looking to go into the D1 programs, and are maybe coming home to the summer to Southern Minnesota. We've been able to put some, you know, 4 or 5 D1 players per year, usually on our roster, as well as a really solid D2 level. And then able to go out and find players like Ashley. Ashley is an incredible D3 player. And I would say one of the tops in her conference. And same with Sam at Augsburg. I mean, we're able to make these relationships and connections that bring some special players. I mean, I love D1, I love D2 and D3. You don't have to play at D1 to be a special player. So
yeah. Well, and especially it's the type of players where players we interview who are playing D1, they have their sights on being a lawyer and a doctor. And so like the soccer part can be secondary even for really talented players. So like there can be very good players that are Division 3 and Division 2 schools who they pick a program, you know, they pick their fit. So yeah, it is finding, it can make a very big difference finding players like that and not just reaching for, you know, kids from academies or something like that. But I wanted to ask you too, Rustin, you had to hiring a new coach. I mean, this is a gig, I mentioned it with David, but you know, you're having to fit in a hire for someone who has other gigs most likely, right? And then you have your challenges, which are like money, obviously, your location or whatever they may be. I just wondered if you wanted to give insight into, you went through the process relatively recently. What type of challenges do you go through? What'd you learn from having to do that?
Yeah. I'm so glad that David's coming back. Cause that just makes my life so much easier.
Don't have to do it again. Yeah.
He's already connected to our program and already connected to a lot of the players. So that definitely helps. Our coaching staff every year, I mean, honestly, it changes a little bit. Our assistant coaches change a little bit. I would say, tutor being involved at some level with the program since 2019 and just providing some guidance and some consultation on what we do, as well as I've been involved since 2019. And
yeah,
I end up wearing multiple hats within the organization. So I train our keepers as well. And, am on the sideline at almost every game. So, it definitely helps, like I said, to have some consistency year over year. And I'm grateful and appreciative of that for this year. What our assistant coaches will look like this year might be a little different. We've got some players including Dakota, who will come back this year. But the amount of time that she might be able to commit to the program is kind of limited based on her career path and job. So we may have some surprises and may have two or three Dakotas helping us out this summer that are people that are going to be in Mankato and have been through college programs and and maybe even played WPSL for us and are going to get an opportunity to come in and either volunteer or assistant coach and just help David and I out. So every year is a challenge. It absolutely is a challenge. And there's so many things that go into running a WPSL team, starting with our annual general meeting in January to closing it out with your last game somewhere near 4th of July. It's for me, it's a labor of love, but there's some time and energy spent there. That's
for sure. It's intense of how quick it is. And especially at equal time, we try to make sure the leagues and teams get shine. And so it's only a couple months. And so you want to try to highlight as much you can. I will say Mankato, you all make it a lot easier because it's easy to show up and actually have something to say and something to share. I wanted to ask you, David, it is a cool connection with Gustavus and with the local colleges you have using the resources, you know, that you have available. And I wondered for you, David, just how'd you end up at Gustavus? Because you grew up in Germany, right? So you're like, I mean, Minnesota's pretty German, but I do wonder how you ended up there.
Tula, the Gustavus coach, I wasn't really unsure what I wanted to do when I was 18. I just graduated high school in July, and my dad kind of pushed me to, I'll try like out America. It's cool. You can maybe, you know, connect you playing soccer with like your academics because it's like different back home.
And right.
You
can't combine, not like, connected to university. Yeah,
exactly. So he was like, try it out. And I was like, I don't really want to. But then he sent me to like a showcase in Florida.
Okay.
Mid July. And luckily Tudor was there and he saw me. And I think after the first game, he came to me and he was like, really happy with me, and he was like, oh, you should come to Gustavus. And yeah, I had no idea about like, you know, any D1, D3,
yeah,
or like D2. I have like,
right,
I mean, I didn't really wanted to do like the US route, but then he convinced me. It was like, it's a super nice conversation. He convinced my parents, and I got a pretty nice scholarship from Gustavus.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, I'm going to. Unfortunately, I didn't know about the Minnesota weather yet. So that was a tough one, but Tudor like just luckily randomly saw me, and then he's just like, I don't know if you met him before, but he's just a great human being, and he can talk you into doing some things you might not consider before. So he has like something in his voice. I can't say no to him. So that's how I came to Gustavus, and then I stayed because our team was great. We won. In my time, we won 4 Mike championships and went to the national tournament every year. And, you know, once you're part of like a great community, you never want to leave. So, that's how I got involved in Gustavus. And then, I was a captain. So then he asked me if I want to be a coach right after I graduated. And he helped me out to become part of Mankato United. And it's like something really cool and important to see those connections, and really grateful for those.
I think it's the English accent, David, that gets you. It's hard to say no to the English accent.
We define too much respect. We defer to the intellect and the poshness of an English accent.
It's funny. Like in the beginning, I needed definitely a translator. My English.
Sure.
I mean, I think it's still improvable, but beginning was tough. So. He could have probably told me that we're a D1 school and I have like a lot of free time. And I would have been like, all right, that sounds great.
Yeah. Well, I going to a showcase in Florida, you said Minnesota weather's bad. You went to a Florida mid-July showcase. Did it feel good? How do you feel you showed? I mean, you showed enough for him to pick you, but was the weather crazy? That can be insane.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like an international showcase too. So there were like non-Americans. And it was only like South Americans and like 10 Europeans. And it was like 105 degrees in the sun on turf.
Melt, they can't handle the humidity,
I know, I was like sweating, dying. And the only thing the camp gave us, they gave us like gallons of water. And they're like, just drink a lot of water.
Just drink it.
And we just played. It was like just like games from like 8 to 5 every day.
Yeah.
I think I did pretty well on the first and second day. Yeah, but yeah. I think day 3, 4, and 5, I was not showing too well. But it's definitely interesting.
Gustavus should be thankful. This is why they're able to get you. If that showcase was in, you know, Chicago or somewhere cooler, you would have been at some D1 school, David. They never would have snagged you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably didn't know Ava's pickle juice secret either.
Oh, you should have ate some pickles, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. For sure. Us talking about it, I guess, does kind of make me want to. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what type of player were you, David? You said you were the captain. I mean, so what type of player were you?
That's
and like just where'd you play?
I play like a holding midfielder, center back, and right wing back my senior year. And now, looking through like a coach's perspective and lens, I can say that I had a high player IQ, but like my athleticism wasn't great.
Sure.
So I was like always like the extended arm of the coach, you know, navigating, talking a lot, communicating.
Yes.
And, you know, just be like the perfect middle, like the glue guy who connects like attackers and defenders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a big thing in America. So I was like really happy and grew into that coaching role early on and just, you know, helping freshmen and sophomores since like my sophomore year was like really helpful for me, like personally as well. But like also I think my soccer just improved afterwards because you learned so many things and you're like, you know, I would compare myself to Xabi Alonso, but probably without all the fame and stuff, you know, like a gentleman on the game playing, but not the fastest, unfortunately.
Just him. But yeah, I mean, yeah, take it. Yeah, that is, you're like, yeah, like Perlo, you're a mind out there. Perlo is walking by the time he was playing the last 2 years. He just walked and then he'd make the pass, yeah. What do you remember? So, I mean, I'm going to ask Rustin this too after you, but so David, I wonder, what do you remember the first team you were ever on, like the first football team you were ever playing on in Germany? What was what it was called?
It was called, FC Röttgen.
Okay.
It was like my local team. And it was like, I joined when I was like 12.
Okay.
Because I was like moving places. Before that was just like pickup soccer, recreational soccer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just my hometown and played with like all my buddies from school. So like from like first to third grade, we were just playing, having fun, got coached by a dad and we were pretty good for our team. We always won the league. So, it was like fun memories. But the first probably recreational team was one of my old hometowns before I moved. But it was just like, I mean, I was like 4 years old trying to kick a ball. And the ball was probably bigger than me.
That's the ones we want to know about. Like, I was on the blue team. I was on the blau team.
No, I think we were all back. We were like all back. And then some I think our jerseys was from like the mid 90s or something. Oh, yeah. So
ancient, Rustin, ancient from the mid 90s.
Wow.
I'm older. I have a backwards hat, but I'm a lot older than you, David. But yeah, Rustin, how about you? What was your, do you remember the first team you ever played on?
And so I grew up in Hoffman Estates, Schaumburg, you know, northwest suburbs of Chicago. I think our team name was Chicago Sting. You know, we were, playing U9 or U8 soccer. You know,
like named after the NASL team. That was the old NASL team, right?
That's why Pato Marhedic was my guy back in the day. I wanted to grow out the hair like Pato, but so it was back when, you know, the dads could literally, or the coaches could literally jump onto the field and they would take a player and try to move him back to defense.
Yeah.
And then they would go grab another player while that player ran back up to the ball.
Yeah.
It was just herd ball. I can remember that. And then pretty quickly I figured out that running wasn't my deal and I wasn't as fast, nor did I have the cardiovascular to keep up with everybody. So I pretty quickly became a goalie. So
yeah, right on. That's Chicago's one of the few places that has had like deep club soccer too. So yeah,
I saw a picture the other day. We had the sash. If you remember the uniforms with the sash, you know, across like every single team that was in Hoffman State's program had the sash. It was just different colors.
I love it. I would have only got to be a fan if I was growing up playing soccer in Chicago. I wouldn't have even made a team. I wanted to ask you for, so Rustin, I mean, you do a lot of like bits, a lot of different stuff for Mankato United, including, you know, like helping with the roster, but then everything else. And so it's kind of like, even though the season's so short, it's all year you're doing stuff. So I wonder, same with, I asked the players, like, how do you consume soccer aside from Mankato United? Do you have any time to, do you watch soccer? Like, how do you engage?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I love to go watch live matches whenever I can. Just picked up a live match, which was the first live women's match that I'd seen in a while. I watched Southwest and MSU play on Saturday.
Cool.
Or Sunday. Was that Sunday, David? That was Sunday. Mm-hmm. So love to go to live matches. I love Premier League. Mm-hmm. Recently was just blessed enough to go to a Liverpool-Arsenal game.
What?
at Liverpool. Or excuse me, at Arsenal.
Okay, tell me how. We'll take the space to expand on this, Rustin. How did that happen?
Well, if you plan a vacation there and you're willing to spend the money, you can find a way to go to the match. And it was a really good match. Arsenal won. I'm more of a Liverpool guy myself, so I couldn't go crazy on my Liverpool support. I had to kind of blend in as I was part of an Arsenal section and didn't really want to get into too many fights. But so that was fun. And I've been blessed to be able to take in some live women's national team games as well, World Cup games. If I have time on Saturday or Sunday morning, I might put my feet up for like an hour and be able to watch part of a match.
So. Yeah. Well, shout out to my people at my bar, Liverpool people. So Arsenal once in a while comes by when their bar is closed, but so I'm loyal to the Liverpudlians. But yeah, Liverpool Wolves and St. Pauli in the second Bundesliga, David, for your, that we've got a rabid group of St. Pauli fans. You could come up to the bar sometime.
My Bundesliga is Leipzig, right? So Red Bulls.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. How about David? What was your team growing up, or who's your team?
Bayern Munich. I'm a huge Bayern Munich fan.
I mean,
I know.
Much love. Sorry, I can't be cynical. We're recording. No, I love it.
Yeah. My parents have season tickets, so it's like
very cool.
I'm going to a bunch of games. I went, like, my last game I went to was a Champions League game against Manchester United in Manchester, where Rustin apparently didn't have enough time to plan a vacation around because I invited him.
Oh, but, no.
You need to ask me like more than a week or two in advance.
That's right. Bayern Munich is a big one, but then my hometown, Alemannia Aachen, they play in like the first division. They get like around like 20,000 supporters though every time. So if you have some time, maybe look it up. It's a pretty nice atmosphere.
But are they in the three Liga? Are they in the where?
Like they're one below, Regionalliga.
Okay. Right on. Cool. That's any team that's in the three league or above, I have experimented with in FIFA, so I would recognize tangentially. But who was your favorite player for Munich growing up, David?
Growing up, I think.
Or just Bastian, now, I mean, now too.
I think growing up was like Bastian Schweinsteiger, Oliver Kahn, like the club legends. I mean, Schweinsteiger's a tough guy. I always remember him and like the World Cup final was like his cut under like the bloody eyes and stuff. So that was always a cool. And now I think I need to say like Musiala, like for my American friends, Davies is, I mean, unfortunately he's Canadian, but I think incredible.
I used to watch him play for the Whitecaps when he was 15. I mean, they would ask him, they're like, do you have to go home and do homework? He was like, yeah. And he's like, I do. He's crazy. He's probably going to Madrid, huh? do you have, Rustin, I'm curious, you played soccer. I'm going to ask you and David the same question as the players, but if you were playing a sport that wasn't soccer, what would you be playing? What are you best at?
Oh, I'm an avid golfer. I kind of wish I would have taken and played golf in high school because I did other sports that have made my body hurt. So believe it or not, I was a 6 foot tall gymnast, which was just way too tall for that sport. And then I also wrestled. And I didn't really hit growth spurts until probably like freshman year of college. So I was almost this height wrestling like 98 pounds, you know, I mean, I just sports I had no business being a part of. so I wish I would have done golf because I love playing golf now. And it's
a lot more longevity in golf.
I feel like I can play it, you know, maybe hopefully another 20, 30 years.
Right. So. Yeah, we'll see the next time I play a soccer game. It sounds fun in theory. I don't know. How about you, David? If you weren't playing football, what would be your sport?
I think darts. I would love to be a professional darts player. It's nice. But
that's a European career. Yeah, I don't know if Americans make it that way, but that's a bigger thing.
Yeah, it's growing a lot. Like I love watching darts, and you know, playing occasionally at bars is pretty fun. But maybe that or like pickleball. Sure. Getting into that. I'm getting into the hype. I'm pretty mainstream.
Yeah. It sounds
so that'd be nice.
I haven't played it again since it got hyped up, but I remember loving it as a teenager. Will my body love it as much now? I'd have to see. But
guaranteed no.
I'm scared for my ankles. Yeah, just bartending is enough. David, I'll ask you, switching just to wrap it up in terms of the team. I mean, like you said, last year was a shorter term and quick kind of transition and into the coaching role. And then this year, having more time, a lot more thoughts of the players, just what are your goals for the team and for yourself this year?
Yeah, I have a few goals, and I think the goals mention it. I think the record is a big one. I think last year we were maybe young, pretty young, like unexperienced. So we had some tight games, and I think this year we can really take those on and hopefully improve. The record by a few wins. I think we have definitely the potential. Mm-hmm. But then again, I think the cool thing about Mankato United is just our chance to develop players and really prepare them for their college season. I think that's our goal. Mm-hmm. Like we want to really help out MSU or like people like Ava and Ashley who are willing to learn, spend their summer, because like Rustin said, the summer is a time where people maybe don't want to play. So really help them grow as a human being, but also as a soccer player, and see how much joy soccer can be, and let them make mistakes they might can't do when they play for their university teams. Mm-hmm. And really just let them enjoy it again, improve. And yeah, I have some big goals. I'm gonna tell you after the season. I don't want to give away, but definitely improving the record, and yeah, again, having those mm-hmm. like special moments with like the team.
Mm-hmm. Well, write them down, David, seal it, and then you give it to me at the end, and then I'll say he predicted they were going to beat them. He said, we're going to beat the Thunder, we're going to beat Salvo. He wrote all of it down, and yeah, you just give me that ahead.
I know you might mention some goals. So I
love it. Hey, this is what we like. Rusted. Yeah. I mean, David touched on it. I mean, the team in terms of record wise, it wasn't as good last year as it's been in the past, partially because every year, I mean, you've competed, I mean, to be towards the top, even if it wasn't like winning the title. So I do wonder for you, I mean, obviously you care about on the field as well, but if including that and anything in terms of the club overall, is there any, you know, specific goals for you in mind of what you want to see out of this summer?
Yeah. Last year was interesting. I feel like, the connection between the players and just, you know, the amount of fun that we had last year was kind of crazy. So we maybe pivoted a little bit from the competitive nature. I think we're going to bring that competitive nature back this year, which I think will be a lot of fun. But, you know, we have three main goals every year. Provide an environment where players can train and play at a competitive level. We want to return these players, because their primary goal for most of them is their fall college season. So we want to return them fit, healthy, and mentally in a good spot. And lastly, we want to have fun, right? So it's summer soccer. We're going to be very serious about what we do, but we want everyone to enjoy the experience. We want everybody to just have a blast doing it. You can be competitive and still have fun. Mm-hmm. And so those are our three primary goals. And our goal is to improve the product every year, right? Improve it through coaching, through different things, and make it so that players want to return, so that my life is easier every year on the recruiting trail, that I don't have to, you know, spend months and months recruiting, and then I can spend, you know, hours recruiting.
Yeah. I love it. And how, for people who want to stay engaged, we of course try to promote the games and post highlights and everything we can. What would you say for people trying to just stay engaged with Mankato United and the WPSL?
Yeah, check us out. Both Twitter, Instagram are both super popular for us. We are on Facebook as well, but we kind of tag on to the club's Facebook site. So if you're in Mankato and you're part of the Mankato United community, mm-hmm. follow the Facebook site. We post there as well. But I would say those are the best ways to follow us. And then we play our home games at Bethany's Shields soccer field pitch. Those are where our home games are. We're about ready to announce when our matches all are. We've already announced, I believe, our May 31st MCA home opener. So we're just taking on one of the beasts right out of the gate.
Yeah,
which is exciting. But we have a great environment, like you said. Bethany is to us and to me. I'm a soccer specific guy. I love Bethany Stadium.
Yeah,
soccer only Lions, kind of a closer environment. Mm-hmm. I just love being able to be blessed to be able to play there as opposed to like a high school field. So
yeah, shout out to it is quite stark, some summer league games, because we're using high school fields that of course rightfully should be multi-utilized for people. Mm-hmm. And so it's unavoidable for most teams, but as a spectator, it makes quite a difference, because it can be, of course, football, lacrosse, softball, many rugby. The Aurora was playing an away game last summer, and I was like, what are those lines? Rugby as well. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and we'll have an announcement on our streams as well. So cool. I think you guys have mentioned before, we have one of the best streams in the WPSL. Yeah. We're fortunate by being at Bethany. Bethany has a communications program, basically a mini ESPN, right on site, and they're tied in right to the pitch with three different cameras. And so we're able to put forward some great content. We'll be actually streaming through a different service this year, because I believe filed for bankruptcy or something. I can't remember what happened. So look for us on our social handles for where we're going to stream. It's through Huddle, but nice. for opportunities there to watch us if you can't make it to a live match.
Cool. We'll do a whole, once all the schedules are out, we'll do our best to give every piece of info we have to of like how to watch each team in league for the summer league for people following, because it is confusing. 11 was a nice centralized place, but they, of course, they kind of stopped also supporting the service very well last year. So maybe not so bad that it's a new start and we can just see, you know, what we can build with other summer league platforms. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're really excited to engage with Mankato United, and thank you for everybody who supports us with their Patreon dollars. It's the reason we can travel to summer league games. Matt will fly to games and train to games, and so that is it, partly because you help us out. So thank you very much. Stay engaged with Mankato United in the WPSL this summer.